and also for the work that you have carried out over these very intense days. I will be brief. I would like to apologise for not being present in the room, but I'm afraid I had some other work responsibilities which made it impossible for me to be in the room this afternoon, although I would have very much liked to be present. I just wanted to put on record Cuba's position regarding some of the suggestions that were made this afternoon. First of all, we are open to negotiate new ways in which to proceed with the negotiations, but our position regarding Resolution 26/9 remains constant, and we want to make our position very clear. We are not ready to renegotiate the mandate or the provisions contained in Resolution 26/9. They are very clear to our mind, and they amount to the raison d'etre of this working group. And finally, I would like to say that we agree with you, Chairman, that we do need to make progress. But what we're not so convinced about is the idea that we can only make progress by changing the working methods. We can make progress, but we need political will from many states in order to achieve a binding instrument consistent with the mandate entrusted to us for that purpose. Having said that, I'd like to reiterate our support for considering potential steps forward. Thank you once again for your hard work, and rest assured you will always count on our constructive participation. Thank you.
Agradezco la
My thanks to the distinguished delegation. I agree with what the delegate of Cuba said. My own intervention was